So not long ago, I just did a teaching on Numbers 14. Israel comes out of Egypt. The Bible tells us there was 600,000 men. There was women and children plus, but 600,000 men. The Bible gives us an exact number. And in Numbers 14, God tells us only two of those men get to go into the Holy Land. Out of 600,000 men, only two go into the Holy Land.
God bless you.
Why is that? God blesses those who obey him, ma'am. Test yourself.
God bless you. I just said God
Test
bless
yourself.
You.
I'm just giving you a fact Receive. Back. Receive God blesses
that.
Those who obey him. Make sure you're living a life obeying God.
I
come out of the culture.
I wouldn't have blessed you.
You got to come out of the culture, though, ma'am. You got
to
come out of religion.
You
got to dress biblical, act biblical, talk biblical if you're biblical. Women are to cover their heads, ma'am. You're supposed to cover your head when you talk about the things of God and in public. That's what the Bible teaches, 1 Corinthians 11. That's a little bit of a sidetrack there. Lady said, bless you. And I said, yep, he blesses those who obey him. 600,000 people, only two, Joshua and Caleb, enter into the Holy Land. Why? Go read Numbers 14. Numbers 14 says, Joshua and Caleb fully obeyed God. Are you fully obeying God? If you're not, you're not going to make it into the promised land, which is eternal life. God said the carcasses of all the rest of those men in Israel would be run around in the desert for 40 years. They'll die outside of the Holy Land because of their sin, their rebellion, and their wickedness against God. They're grumbling. They're gossip against God. They're not keeping his ways. So let's give a little analogy. Two versus 600,000 Israelites. 330 million Americans. You know what the same number is, that percentage? 1,200 Americans will enter into the Holy Land according to that same percentage. 600,000 to two. It's like 12 to 1,500, something in there. 1,500 people out of 330 million. Look around you. Matthew 7, Jesus said, few are going to find eternal life. That few means puny in the Greek. I like to give you these analogies so you can put a number. It can be something that the Holy Spirit can use to convict you. I mentioned the wrath of God. Well, why does the preacher talk about the wrath of God? Well, God has character and nature. He's loving, merciful, graceful, and true. He's also fire, wrath, and judgment. And he will bring indignation, judgment, condemnation against all those outside of his truth and his ways. So why does the street preacher warn about wrath? If the bridge was out and you were driving the road, I'd warn you. If your car was about to explode and you were in it, I'd warn you. It's loving to warn you about the wrath of God that's coming. The wrath is coming. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-10. He's coming in flaming fire. He was a baby in a manger the first time. He's coming as the fiery lion of Judah. He's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. The American citizen is not obeying the gospel. The American church is not obeying the gospel. They are enemies against God, living in their pride, their vanity, their worldliness, their sports idolatry, their Packer Nation, their Badger ways. Test yourself, man. We love you. Come out of the culture. Come out of the church systems. In Matthew 7, Jesus said, many will say, I knew you. I did signs in your name. And he says, away from me. I never knew you. He sends them into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why? He tells us why. The Bible says, you workers of iniquity. That means sin. So all these modern pastors and priests that tell you you can keep living in sin and worldliness, they're liars and workers of Satan. You can't live like the world, act like the world, dress like the world, practice feminization, and be of Jesus Christ. You have to repent and come out. You have to forsake this life. Forsake means turn away. Forsake means relinquish, get rid of. Unless you forsake this life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Unless you forsake this culture, it's Satan's kingdom. Test yourself, young people, to the word of God. Don't believe the culture. Don't believe the pastors. Open the holy scriptures and believe them and obey and follow them to eternal life. Jesus is the word made flesh. One sin will keep you out of the kingdom, neighbor. Ponder all these things on this beautiful day. Many of you probably left church today. Many of you might have left church and said, I ain't going back, because you see the hypocrisy and the sin. But if you live like the culture, you might as well go back to the church system, because they're just as corrupt and full of sin and selfism and pride and vanity. I made the offer before. Test yourself, young man. Make sure you're living for the kingdom. Let any man bring a denomination up to me. I'll tell you where it started and why it's unbiblical and not of God. Every one of them started by man, sinful, false traditions. Yet Jesus said, worship in spirit and truth. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Your churches aren't in the truth. The culture's not in the truth. American lives aren't in the truth, but you can know the truth. You can receive the truth. You can walk in the truth. John 16 says the Holy Spirit, Jesus manifests himself to us by the Holy Spirit. It says you can know all truth. But Americans, for the most part, don't care about truth. They care about their flesh. They care about traditions. They care about whatever makes them happy. They take the life that God gives them. They take the earth that they walk on, the food, the gravity, but they trample everything else of the Father. He's loving and merciful for a season, but that grace and that mercy is going to come to an end soon. The day is getting short. The time is getting short. Jesus said, work while it's day. No man can work when it's night. Nighttime is coming. Either old age is going to get us, or Satan is going to get us in this tribulation to come. We're going to suffer his wrath, but we can rise above it all in Christ if we're born of him and know him and serve him. But Americans don't serve the biblical Savior. I mentioned America before about being a corrupt nation. Not God bless America. America is going to be judged by God and destroyed. So is the rest of the world. America is not good and godly. It's bloated, perverted, corrupt, paganized, sinful, idolatrous, feminized, and set for the wrath of God. It's prideful to think America is anything special before God. There's one nation that God lifted up, and it's the nation of Israel. He still has his eye on Israel, but he's going to judge her too. But America is a nothing in the eyes of God. Only individuals will come out of America for salvation. America will not be saved. Most of America is going to be destroyed. It's already being destroyed. The judgment of America is already here. Ready? When a nation become so sexually perverted as America is, it's always, look at history, it's always the last thing that happens before a nation collapses. Look at the great empires of the world. Every one of them collapsed when it ended in their gross sexual perversion. And that's America today. And I'm not just talking homosexuality, which is a sin. I'm talking pornography, pride and vanity, lasciviousness, violent sexual movies, the culture sexual, it's perverted. Let's talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, it had homosexuality. God judged it. Guess what else it had? Pride, full of bread. That's gluttony. That's America. Pride, America. Homosexuality, America. Gluttony, full of bread, America. Didn't strengthen the hand of the poor. That's America. Taking all the money from the poor, siphoning it up, making all the laws so the rich benefit. Hey, America's Sodom too. America is Sodom and Gomorrah too. And God will not let her escape, or it escape. He's going to judge. You don't have to leave America, but you can leave the culture. You can't leave the world. We're in the world, but we're not of it. Look at, I'm standing in the middle of America. I assure you, I am not of America. Do I obey its laws when they're lawful? I do. I obey the law. Thank you for your service, officer. We appreciate you. I obey the law of the land as long as it's not sinful against God. But I'll tell you what, when they pass laws that go against God's word, I'll be in jail. That guy will be arresting me. When they tell me I can't preach on a public corner, he'll be taking me away in handcuffs. That day is coming. So I preach while I can to warn my neighbor. The blood of you will be not on my hands. Ezekiel 33, I've told you the truth. I've warned you from the wall. The enemy's coming. I've told you your sin's going to bring you destruction. I've told you that Christ came in love and mercy to give eternal life. But Americans are rejecting it to follow easy believism and Sunday churchianity or follow their own corrupt false way. Turn or burn, Americans. It's loving to tell you. Jesus made the narrow way. Open the Holy Scriptures. Examine your life. If you look, act, talk, dress like the culture, you're of the world. James 4:4. To be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. Ponder that, neighbor, today.